just a boomerang. It's a boomerang.
Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because Jesus indeed is Lord. He's over it all, and in Him we live and move and have our being and exist and go through this experience of what we call life, which is really a consciousness in this paradigm for a certain window, which we call time, according to a whole lot of things that are going on, God's plan and purpose, but also an extremely dynamic adventure that the follower of Christ gets to go through while they're here. The dead and those that choose to go the way of the world just simply become pieces of furniture. They simply become props on the stage, but they're no longer engaged in what is actually taking place outside of doing what the hive mind wants them to do and playing their part in the prison system to try to keep anything from getting out, you know, anything from leaving. You know, the whole investment of the world and the world system is to keep anybody and everybody from escaping, from getting out, because the door has been left wide open by Jesus Christ. The gate, He is the gate, and by Him, if any man enter in, he shall find pasture. So He is the gate, He is the doorway to the Father. And so what the world does and what it invests all its resources in is to try to keep you from going out and going through that gate who is Christ and being restored to the Father. No, they want to keep you in the washing machine, recycle you back into hell, and to get you wrapped up in the world and the things of the world. We've given the word here plenty of times to be aware but not distracted. No, they want to keep you distracted and engaged and for you to give your soul over to the world in exchange for its trinkets, its rewards, its perceived benefits. But the only thing that happens in the world, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy in John 10. It says, so we know where the thief is coming from. And we know that the world and the world system is completely intent and hell-bent on destroying, stealing, killing. That's what it does. So when people go that way, what they do is they become part of that stealing, killing, and destroying system. And the parasite continues to grow to the point where it just continually destroys that which it's living off of. Now, why is it that the enemy of your soul will offer you, more and more and more just to try to get you into the world and into their system and to get you to be part of their thing, to get you to want to give your soul over to it? Well, because, you know, for them, if they offer you, and you go with it and you take it and you are part of it, now they've got you back in. So they just got back whatever they offered you. So when Jesus was offered all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor, if He would have taken that, the enemy would have gotten that back later. In fact, He would have gotten that back right away, because Jesus would have been under the dominion of the prince of the power of the air. He would have been under the power of the devil because He was being requested to bow His knee before the devil said, all you got to do is bow down and worship Me. All you got to do is come under My authority and I will give you all this. That's the way that the world works, is they want you to come under the spiritual authority, mind you, of their system. And by doing so, whatever they offer you immediately gets transferred back into their thing. So it's really a deception. It's a trick. And even for the person that goes that way, whatever they think that they got, they lose, because now they're opened up to the demonic, and they're opened up to the destroyer, and they're opened up to that which will destroy and consume their own lives. Yeah, it's pretty awful, because now the devil just jumps in and out of them, and are they even there to enjoy the things that they sold out for? You know, most people in the world are miserable. You know, they have momentary fleeting happiness here and there, a lot of distractions, and it's just this pursuit to the top of a ladder that's leaning against the wrong building. And, you know, it's this pursuit up this pyramid that's got Lucifer at the top just laughing at them while they destroy themselves to try to reach the top, tossing other people down, raising themselves up and going higher and higher, destroying everybody below them, kissing up to the people above them, only to realize that at the very top of that is the devil himself, who's there to steal and kill and destroy. And then they, when they finally realize what they've done, if they realize it, if they don't get taken out before that, they find out that their entire life and existence has been to steal and to kill and to destroy, and they themselves have been stolen from, killed and destroyed in the process. Yeah, it's not a good situation to go the way of the world. What does God offer you? Well, Jesus offers you a way out. He offers you a way through the matrix, through the trap, through the snare, through that which is against God. He offers you a way to life. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So in the process of him offering life, in the process of us taking up that offer of life, now we go from glory to glory. Now we go from strength to strength. Now we move forward in that which God has for us. No longer slaves to the world and the world system. Now, in the world, I mean, look, you know, there's people that may be not, in the natural sense, in difficult situations. In the natural sense, you've got people like Joseph, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel. You've got people that were, in fact, in the natural sense, slaves. But in the realm of the spirit, their heart was with God. Their heart and their spirit was with him, and they would not bow, and they would not compromise who they were in Christ to be something in the world. How many opportunities did Joseph have to better his situation in the natural by just selling out? You know, come on, Joseph, all you got to do is fool around with Potiphar's wife, and you're going to have a pretty easy life, right? You know, she probably wasn't an ugly woman. He probably was, yeah. I mean, so here's Joseph, stuck. Can you imagine that situation? You know, every day trying to just do his job, you know, having come up a little bit, but been sold into slavery, but he's all right, sort of, and God's blessing the work of his hands in that place, and then they get their eyes and their designs on him. And now when Joseph is in that situation, yep, and now, and what does she do? Well, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, right? So what does she do? She goes and makes up a lie about him. Goes and tells her husband, who she's trying to cheat on with Joseph, and goes and tells him that he raped her, or tried to rape her, tried. And that she grabbed his cloak and he ran out of the room, and that's what she had. And yeah, that's not good, not nice. Here's a righteous man trying to do the right thing, and she made up a lie about him and got him thrown into jail. For years, Joseph languished in jail. Can you imagine the testing of the Word of God in his heart during those times? The visions, the dreams, the things that God had spoken to him. Where did they go? What did he do with those? You know, do you... you think he ever wondered if he misinterpreted what God said? If he didn't quite understand what God said? That's an interesting one. Because so often too, how often do we bring our own interpretations to the things that God has said? We want to make it fit what it is that is our preconceived notion. And now when our preconceived notion and our own thinking and our own mind doesn't come to fruition, we get mad at God. Right? We get mad at God because the things that we came up with in our own mind and our fixed, unattainable position that we've created for ourselves is now this place that we get upset with God for our own man-made creations. Isn't that a funny one? You know, the organization of the church has caused so much misery in so many people by doing just that to them. How many people are miserable in that system because they have a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. They've got a form that is anti-Christ because it is not who Christ Jesus is. It's who they are. And the system that they have. So, yep, you know, you can get so much misery by going with the systems of man. You can have so much misery by going in a way that seems right unto you, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So the world is going to keep doing what it does, but God is also doing what he's doing, and he's raising up those that know his voice. He's leading and guiding them into all truth, and he wants you to walk with him. He wants you to trust him. And Joseph, in the midst of all that he went through, he trusted God. He trusted God. He trusted that he that began that good work in him would carry it on to completion. He trusted that God would fulfill his word and his promise. And he held on, even when the most bleak moments were there for him. And he interpreted dreams. He interpreted the dream of the baker and the cupbearer. And in time, those came to fruition. Those came to pass. And in time, God raised up Joseph and made him the second highest ruler in that nation. In time, God had his way. But it was a test. My gosh, was it a test. And Joseph strove to walk with God in righteousness and holiness and impurity and just to do what he had for him to do. That was it. You know, he let things be what they were. He wanted to finish his journey and step with God. He wanted to finish his time and step with God, and he did. Joseph lived to a ripe old age in Egypt. He did great things for that nation, and by his obedience and by his life, he ended up sparing his entire family. He ended up doing what was necessary for the life of his entire family to stay alive, which eventually became the nation of Israel. So in the midst of all that takes place, in the midst of all that goes on, sometimes the things that you go through, it's not about you. And this is something that we need to allow to sink in. Sometimes the things that we go through, it's not about us. It's on behalf of somebody else. When Jesus Christ suffered on the cross, it was not about him. It was about us. He went through not for himself, but for us. So there's many times when you follow Christ that you're going to go through things and you're going to suffer, but it's not about you. It's about something greater. It's about someone else. It's you will suffer on behalf of others because God will put you in the situation and the circumstance to suffer on behalf of others. So this is where your own expectations are going to cause sorrow and grief, because you hold on to what it is that's your own determination and not releasing to flow with God with what He wants. Listen, when you flow with God, it becomes an adventure. And you can take each moment for what it is. And in this moment, what is your pain in this moment? In this very moment, right now. There is no pain in this moment. There is no suffering in this moment. There is no... And God is I Am, so God wants you to be in this moment with Him. He wants you to trust Him. He wants you to walk with Him. He wants you to know His voice. And He wants you to not lean on your own understandings, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. He wants to direct your path. Sometimes that path will go to the left, sometimes it will go to the right, sometimes it will go up, and sometimes it will go down. But He's still going to lead you and guide you into all truth. And each place that you go will have a reason and a purpose for it. So, rather than doubt, trust. Rather than keep a fixed position, ask Him and inquire of the Lord. And in each moment, just do what He puts in front of you to do. And if you haven't heard anything, then do the last thing He told you to do. Sometimes we hold on, and we hold on to something that we believe is supposed to happen, and in the result is that we miss what God's doing right now because we're waiting for something else. You know, I've known several people over my short life so far, but people that held on to a certain position on what they thought the end of the world and times and all these things meant. And they were all convinced that certain people, certain things were supposed to be, you know, things like that was going to be it. That was going to be the Antichrist. That was going to be the false prophet. That was going to be the this. That was going to be the that. And in the end, they all have passed on. Which is kind of sad, you know. They believed in certain things. They held on to them. But where did they get those from? It's very easy for the mind of man to try to connect the dots, even when the dots are not supposed to be connected. You know, it's very easy for us to want to make sense out of something that's illusionary. Because, you know, that's, we naturally do that. We naturally want to figure these things out. We want to put together the pieces of the puzzle. But what if it's not the puzzle you think it is? What if, how many people, when they build a puzzle and they start, you know, first thing they'll always tell you is look for the corners. Well, what happens if you start putting pieces together but you didn't have an idea of the right picture, and you were determined to make certain things fit in certain ways, but you didn't realize until later on that you had the wrong pieces in the wrong place because you thought something was supposed to be a totally different picture than what it turned out to be. Yeah, we can build in the wrong way. We can try to put things together according to our own thinking and own understanding. Now, God has given you, but God has given you a mind, but just don't let that mind take you in your own track and in your own way. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, is what the scripture says. So you need to pray and ask. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. That's what God wants to do for you. But you got to ask Him. And in the process of asking Him, in the process of yielding to Him, He will take you in the path of life. He will take you in the path of truth. He will take you in a way that is good and right. And you've got to let go of all that you've known and all that you are apart from Him in order to have the fullness of life that's available in Him. So, God bless you all. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com, and say hi. We love you guys. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. All right. God bless you. Bye.
Tap Ledge. Tap Ledge. It's a boomerang, two-way street, boomerang, be careful who you meet, boomerang, seal your fate. I don't know why you thought you could win. Now you're gonna find out what you're made of.